Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
The Clinton City Council has rejected imposing a moratorium on building data centers. Members voted 5-2 last night against the moratorium, which would have halted a proposal from Quality Technology Services for a 1,000-acre site on farmland. That was after hearing 4 hours of public comment overwhelmingly opposed to the plan. Councilmember Cody Seeley explained that the data center has still not been approved and the proposal will be thoroughly scrutinized.
I'm nervous about it. I have the same concerns you guys have. But I think a moratorium says we're closed for business. And I think we should be at a fact-finding stage where we are open for business and we're willing to work with people and learn about what they can bring to our community.
Opponents are concerned about pollution as well as the drain on water and electric utilities. Advocates argue the data center will bring investment to Clinton and lower energy costs. QTS has set up data centers across the country, including the first phase of a massive campus in Cedar Rapids. The Bettendorf Police Department says a body recovered from the Mississippi River on Tuesday morning is believed to be resident Jamarius Johnson, who was reported missing on Sunday. Preliminary information indicates no foul play in the death of the 21-year-old. The Scott County Medical Examiner's Office is conducting an autopsy to confirm the identity. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is outsourcing state agency IT services, which will eliminate about 200 tech worker positions with the state. The Republican announced the plans on Tuesday for executive branch data to be moved from physical servers and data centers to a cloud environment with Amazon Web Services. Cognizant Government Solutions will manage day-to-day IT operations and plans to offer new jobs to some of the laid-off public employees. The governor says the privatization is estimated to save the state more than $500 million over 10 years. In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker says there's still time to coax the Chicago Bears to build a stadium in the state, but the Democrat says it's up to the team to figure out what exactly it wants. This comes after the Bears board last Friday voted to advance a plan to build in Hammond, Indiana. Pritzker yesterday said his office is getting calls from the Bears even after the board vote, but he says in order for Illinois lawmakers to act even as soon as this summer, the team must stick to a message.
There was some discussion with the city of Chicago after they told everybody that they wanted to be in Arlington Heights. And you can imagine for Chicago legislators and for everybody considering the bill that was put forward, it's confusing. Which one do you want?
The governor also chided the Bears for not coming to Springfield to, quote, work the hallways to get a plan to his desk. A Rock Island company is seeking additional funding from the city to demolish a blighted building as part of its efforts to expand its manufacturing. WVIK's Brady Johnson reports.
Crawford Company co-owners Ian Frank and Jim Maynard, along with employee Troy Green, under Rivertrax Holdings, LLC, bought the former Rock Island Livestock Auction Barn and Bi-State Masonry property to build a 20,000-square-foot manufacturing facility expansion of Crawford's fabrication and assembly process and space for painting large-scale machinery. The city in October approved $300,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funding to reimburse a portion of the estimated $3.7 million costs. At Monday night City Council meeting, Frank requested an additional $450,000 to cover the demolition cost of the former Sword Veneer building located on the property.
So this is a site that's been abandoned for 30, 40 years, brownfield industrial area. And what we've done is we've merged the lots together, so now we have over 13 acres between 34th Avenue and 37th Avenue.
The funding reimbursement would come from the North Rock Island Port Tax Increment Financing District. The development now is estimated to cost between $6 and $7 million, creating 20 jobs and retaining 10. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
Iowa State Senator Julian Garrett has died at the age of 85. The Indianola Republican served 15 years in the legislature. He announced in March going through treatment for prostate cancer, and he would not seek re-election this year. According to his obituary, Garrett was also a lawyer, a farmer, and a volunteer Little League soccer coach. Garrett, who died on Monday, was the third state senator to pass away in the last year. Women and people of color who work for Illinois state agencies, colleges, and universities continue to earn less than their white men counterparts. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more on a new report.
The Illinois Commission on Equity and Inclusion found that wage disparity is even wider along racial lines, with black employees making significantly less on average than most other demographics, even though black employees are the second largest racial group represented in the overall workforce. All told, the difference in average salary between the highest paid and lowest paid demographics was $17,000. The state report says these year-over-year comparisons, quote, underscore the persistence of structural disparities and the need for better pay equity and retention. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And this is WVIK News.